Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's really important that you give yourself the permission to try stuff and see what really is for you and what isn't for you. And I think there are some teachers or some people who run brands or do, you know, different things that think that it's like if you don't do what they're doing, then that you're not doing it right. And I think for both of us, that's highly problematic because our whole ethos is around like allowing people to build their own toolkit to what makes them feel the best. And once there's like a judgment enforced, that's like sort of the antithesis of what all of this is supposed to be.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Hey guys, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
What's up, Jill?
Hey, Carlene.
Hey.
What's happening today?
We've kind of got a glow down going on, which we haven't done in a long time.
I know. A little pod swap action, right?
Yeah, it's like a good old-fashioned chat with people who we like.
Yes.
Who are like in the industry, but doing something different. That's what That's So Retrograde is all about.
Yeah, I really admire everything about these ladies because they are just OGs in the podcast space and they've been doing their thing for almost 5 years now.
Yeah. And how would you best describe their show?
Their tagline, I think, sums it up the best, which is like your favorite guru's favorite podcast.
Yeah. Because they make it fun. It's all about wellness. Mm-hmm. I know that's become kind of a marketing term, but it's all about well-being.
Yes.
They're not kind of pointing their finger and telling you, you should do this, you should do that. They always describe their show as like they're on a journey about discovering their own spirituality. Like they're in LA. They're in the hub of it all. So they're trying everything.
And they try it first, right? That's the whole point
of it. Give them a crystal. Give them some kind of lymphatic drainage. Yes. They are on it.
What's great about them, it's just all done without judgment. Whatever works for you, works for you. And try something that makes you feel good. Why not?
And we're actually doing a pod swap. You can tune in to hear us as their featured guests on That's So Retrograde. And we were sharing with them our favorite new products of the season that we knew they'd be super into. There it was like a great, really inexpensive lippy and a skincare product, a foundation.
Super cool liner.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoy both shows and you can drop us a line to let us know what you think in our Facebook chat room or on Instagram.
And we'll link to that episode in our show notes too, so you can find it really easily.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny that we are dropping That's So Retrograde today. And at the time that we're recording our little intro, Mercury in retrograde is about to go bye-bye.
Thank God.
Tomorrow. Did it mess with you?
Oh my God. Always. Every time I'm like aware. I'm like, it's not going to f with me this time. And every time there's mass miscommunication.
Well, that's because Mercury, that planet sort of rules everything to do with communication, right? So you never want to sign a contract. You don't want to go for a job interview. You don't want to buy a car and sign a lease. You know, all that stuff you want to put on hold. The retrograde idea is like you're going backwards, right? Even though I think technically the planet is going so fast, it looks like it's going backwards. I can't remember exactly what it is. We're not astrologists.
No, we're not.
But funny thing is that we do pay attention to Mercury in retrograde. I find we're always like on it, messaging each other.
And like, a couple weeks ago during Mercury in retrograde, I left my backpack in an Uber.
That's right.
And like, when would I ever do that? Never.
Yeah.
Thank God I had my phone and I was able to like double back and get it. I like went in to get my latte and I turn around. I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing something. So just little things it's like true. That I'm not so sharp and I just feel like the planets were working against us. Yeah,
it's like it's sleeping on us. Oh yeah,
exactly.
But you know, it's a funny thing because I don't follow a lot of astrologers. Mm-hmm. I'm like the most basic person when it comes to astrology. So I do follow Susan Miller.
Of course. Queen. OG. I've met her once. She was amazing.
And so I have the app Astrology Zone. Mm-hmm. And I did read that she says that Mercury in retrograde is not always a bad thing. It can be a time when you make discoveries and mm-hmm. realizations, like something appears to be going wrong, but it's actually a eureka moment.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, I've actually been thinking this all along. I've hit this wall, but it turns out to be a good thing.
Okay.
So I want to tell you a funny story that just happened yesterday really quick before we get into our chat.
Yeah.
So you know how I'm on my own journey, my personal discovery of why I get so tired in the middle of the afternoon and my sinuses are always going haywire. I can't be without a Kleenex. My nose is on constant drip. So I went to an allergist specialist yesterday.
Okay, good.
Because I thought, you know, probably all these antihistamines are making me tired, or maybe it's just the allergy itself. It's one of the symptoms that I get this 3 o'clock wall and the nose dripping and that. So guess what I'm allergic to? I had all the pinpricks all over my arm. Guess.
So what do they do in an allergy test?
They do all these markings on your arm. They like prick you or like micro inject you like pollen. It was all environmental allergies, not food related.
I'm going to get
dander,
like, are you
mold,
like literally allergic cats. To the pill that you were taking to alleviate it?
No, that would be an antihistamine. No, I had one spot. I almost took a picture of it mm-hmm. that kind of blew up. It looked like a welt. And I was like, oh, I wonder what that is. It was the control, meaning that's the actual histamine so that you can compare all the other ones to it. I'm not allergic to anything, nothing.
Okay, good.
Meanwhile, I've been convinced that I have seasonal allergies. Pollen.
You've been saying that for 3 years.
I'm constantly taking Claritin, Reactin.
Yeah, no.
What a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like walking around.
Self-diagnose. We love the wellness community, but also the medical community is, right? They know what they're talking about too.
All was not lost. Like he's like, okay, you do have chronic rhinosinusitis, obviously. Like I'm prone to all these sinus infections. My nose is running right now.
Yes.
No joke. And so I am being referred to, thank you for the Kleenex.
A little tissue. There you go.
To an ENT, ears, nose, and throat.
Good.
And we'll continue to pursue.
Okay.
But it could be related to the apnea thing.
Thank God. Now you don't have to take those. You won't be so tired.
But I really just thought of Susan Miller in that moment. And I was like, this is an example of Mercury in retrograde gone right.
Okay.
Right? Anyway.
Makeup and Mario was on our show in episode 67, and he had a lot of really interesting things to say about Mercury in retrograde, and he pays attention to it, but he was born during a retrograde, and he thinks that it actually looks out for him.
Yes.
When it's in retrograde. But he said his agents get really freaked out by it and they like block out a schedule and don't let him book certain things at certain places at certain times and whatnot. And I can't remember exactly everything.
I remember him talking about this and he was like, everyone around me is in chaos. And so that might affect him, but it doesn't personally affect him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
he
was born during a retrograde. Yeah. So he thinks that he's almost like a little bit immune to it. But so that was a very interesting theory. You guys should go back and listen. And plus his makeup tips too.
Of course. Major sandbagging. We'll never forget that one.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to make major purchases during Mercury in retrograde. However, now that it's over.
Yes.
Black Friday is coming.
I'm shopping a go-go. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I'm all about it.
The big purchases, big ticket purchases, now's the time.
I will give a shout out to The Ordinary this month because Deciem had the most genius marketing of all for Black Friday.
Okay.
And did you hear about that?
No.
So for the entire month of November, they discounted every single product in their store by 20 plus percent. I believe it was like 23% because they were sort of doing an anti-hyper consumerism.
Right.
To the point where like I went into their store to buy a niacinamide product here on Queen Street.
Yeah.
And the product is $5.10. And when they rang it up, he was like, it's $4.80. I was like, what? I just bought a skincare product and it's less than a coffee. What is going on? And they said, yeah, the whole month they discounted every product up until Cyber Monday because they just wanted to encourage people to shop but not feel a frenzy to shop.
Okay. Well, I just ignore those small ticket items. Mm-hmm. Black Friday, I'm going the big numbers.
You want a vacuum.
Like, I want the triple digits.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. I want hundreds of dollars off or at least tens of dollars.
Yeah, fair.
So let's just shout out a couple. Well, Ricky Mears.
Yes.
They did just send me one of these. It's not sponsored, like I'm not getting paid, but they did just send me one. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited because I'm turning a corner of one room in my house into a vanity 2020 goals.
Yeah.
So I'll show you guys when it's all set up. I'm going to get a skincare fridge set up. I'm getting my mirror set up because it has really terrible lighting. And the Ricky mirrors have like these five different levels of lighting. Like it's going to save my life.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the Ricky Skinny. And what's the deal?
Okay. So they are offering a 25 to 50% off a site-wide sale. Their site is rickylovesricky.com. It's R-I-K-I loves R-I-K-I.com. And like, you know, this made Oprah's favorite things list this year.
It's one of my favorite things.
Tati uses it. All the influencers use it, right?
Oh my God. It's like $195. So that's going to be significant.
Right? That you get what I'm talking about.
I'm obsessed with it. You can connect your phone to it. It comes with a magnifying mirror. It's Bluetooth enabled. So you can like do tutorials, but your face is perfectly lit up. There's all different adjustments on the lights. You guys know the one we're talking about. It's like LED lights all around and it comes on an easel. And the whole thing only weighs 1.5 pounds, which is my favorite thing because God knows I don't need another heavy, clunky thing in my bathroom.
Yeah, amazing.
If you guys check out our Instagram right now, there's a chance for one lucky person to win a Ricky Skinny Mirror. We're running that contest on our Instagram right now at Breaking Beauty Podcast. Head on over there. All the details are on our grid and we'll have that live until the beginning of December. Okay. So check it out.
We love that. So what else? The Foreo.
Yes.
That's another high ticket item.
The Foreo Luna 3, we reviewed it. We talked about all
everything
cleansing.
To do with cleansing, our routine, everything.
Yeah. So that has a pretty great deal too. So for the Foreo Luna 3, which is $199 US or $259 Canadian, if you go to foreo.com, you can get 15% off the retail price.
That's awesome.
So that's a significant savings.
Yeah. More than taxes.
Yeah.
It's going to help you out, right?
Absolutely.
Love a round number.
That's the one you connect to the app and it's got the massage techniques and the different pulsations to get your skin looking great.
Deeper clean.
Yeah.
Love. Throw it in your gym bag. All that good stuff.
Love all of it.
Okay. Well, that's all awesome. So get on our Instagram, get in on some of these deals. Happy shopping.
Let's pause for a moment to chat about our hair care routines.
So you guys know that your skin is extremely important, but have you ever considered that your scalp is skin too? It's just hidden under all of that hair, but nobody talks about it. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. So we partnered with Head & Shoulders and you know, myself, I always get itchy scalp, dryness, flakiness, like I need Head & Shoulders in my life. And I remember it back in the day. I've always used it. You know, it was always in my shower, that blue formula, the medicated, but it's really come a long way.
Yeah. So it's all about prevention these days. I think you don't wait until you see a wrinkle or a dark spot to try to treat it. It's way better to get in front of it. So I think the idea with the new Head & Shoulders is you can use it even once a week and that's going to take you right through the week so that those flakes don't even appear in the first place.
Yeah, and it's gentle enough to use every day if you're so inclined. And it smells like a regular shampoo now. And you and I were really impressed about how smooth our hair looked.
Mm-hmm.
Like you looked like you had gotten a blowout.
Well, hence the name, the Smooth and Silky Collection is what we were using. And after I blow dried it, there was no frizz. My hair actually looked really straight is what I noticed. So I just kind of went with it with the styling, but it was really smooth. It was kind of like salon caliber results. And I think that's because they really pumped up the moisture in the conditioner so you can feel it and you don't have to sacrifice that style just because you're taking care of your scalp. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So if you guys want to try it for yourself, get your hot little hands on it, you can head on over to headandshoulders.com to check it out for yourself. We will link to it in our show notes.
That's headandshoulders.com. And now back to today's episode. Okay, well, now that we've filled our souls with the joy that comes from shopping, let's get a little deeper into how we can help balance our well-being from within.
So needed this time of year. And that's why we had to call on our pod sisters, Stephanie and Elizabeth from That's So Retrograde. We're all on the same network, Dear Media, and they're going to share some of their wisdom right here. They really know their stuff when it comes to topics like CBD self-care, why lymphatic is the next buzzword in wellness, and where to go in Los Angeles for the best workout and the best workout for your face.
And if you're a That's So Retrograde fan already, they're doing a Roses and Thorns right here on the Breaking Beauty mic. And if you don't know what that is, you're about to find out.
I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Thanks for
their full names.
Yeah.
Stephanie Simbari.
And Elizabeth Kott.
Yeah.
So you guys are like OG podcasters. Like, I feel like I've known about That's So Retrograde for like 5 years. Is that right? Four years?
We're coming up on 5 years. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, for anyone who hasn't listened, tell them what your show is about.
So it's a fun exploration through wellness and consciousness and feeling good. And we do it with levity and grace.
Oh, do,
you like that?
Do we? We definitely do it with levity. I don't know if we do it with so much grace.
How has your show like evolved since you guys first started?
I would say that when we first started, we were really like, we didn't really know anything other than that we wanted to know stuff. And we were young and our lives were kind of like more messy than they are now. So we were like really exploring. And now since it's been so long and we've obviously grown with the show and grown up in general, I think we kind of sit in more of a place of authority, whereas in the beginning we just were like, please teach us stuff,
right?
Yeah. And I would say that initially it was like more of an exploration of trends in health and wellness, whereas now there's a lot more depth to it. And you know, you start, you're scratching the surface, and then as we evolved, as the show evolved, as our interests evolved, things have gotten a lot deeper. And that's really fun too, but we love a trend also.
Who doesn't?
And what got you guys together and into podcasts? Because you were doing comedy, right, Steph?
Yeah.
And you were working in fashion, right? So first of all, what was it like working with Rachel Zoe? I just have to know.
Oh, it was great. So I was hired by her when I was very young. I was like 24.
Yeah.
And we started the Zoe Report, which is her daily newsletter. And at the time, I was also managing her online partnerships, which 9 years ago wasn't really as much of a thing as it is now. So it was like a whole new, like, digital fashion world was so in its baby stages.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. I think at the time I just represented her demographic. And so it was really nice to kind of be on the ground floor helping to communicate to that.
Yeah, she was so huge at that time, like fashion.
It was also really weird because they were filming a reality show during it. So
bananas. What was that the catchphrase?
There were so many.
Yeah, there were so many.
At the time, it wasn't weird at all. It was just going to work. It was my day to day. But I look back on that, I'm like, that was bizarre.
Yeah.
Actually. And like really cool.
And what about you, Steph? You were doing comedy. And do you still do that?
I haven't done stand up for a while. I took the year to focus on this and on writing, but I am grateful for that journey that I was on.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like doing stand up was really emotionally draining for me. I know it's really draining for a lot of comics, but I don't know. I just couldn't like shove it down and push it away. So it was like really challenging for me, even though there was so many times where I was doing well. There was also a lot of times where I couldn't get over the feelings that I was having in order to show up. So it's been nice to kind of like put that stress down for a little while. Lately I've been like, maybe I should do it again. I've had like thoughts about jokes, but I don't know. I don't like to do things like halfway, really, in that sense. And I don't like the schedule so much of that. So I don't know. I'm just still kind of like playing around with what it could look like to do it for me.
Yeah.
Which is why I started. And then, like, you know, I did a reality show where I was doing comedy. And then that really, like, changed.
Funny Girls on Oxygen.
Yeah. That really, that was kind of, like, the last, like, real joyful moments. Because it was cool. We were all doing it together. We band together. We would go to mics together. It was, like, this very supportive, writing so much, needing to write so much for the show. And then after the show was over, I was like, okay, now you just go back to like doing it by yourself. And I was like, I don't really like just being on my own journey like that. Like, that's why I love doing this, because it's like we do live shows and I get to still be a comic, but then like my friend is there.
Yeah.
That's what's so fun. You know, like we both coming from different backgrounds, I did like fashion hosting and that sort of thing. And then to both kind of find our way to a stage where we get to talk about the things that like we're really passionate about and infuse humor and like infuse fashion, because like obviously we're pulling some looks together.
Yeah.
It's just like this beautiful culmination of both of our skills and both of the things that bring us joy. And that's been just such a fun offshoot of getting to do this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's fun that Steph is so seasoned as a performer. And to see her be able to, you know, us meditating in a comedy club, you know, it's like a really fun merger.
And I like that, you know, I kind of got like tired of like the I'm so alone dick joke version of myself. Mm-hmm. So even though I still do those things, it's fun to kind of feel like doing it with a purpose, which is like this, mm-hmm. you know, like we're making people laugh while we're talking about like their hormonal life. It's like very cool.
So you guys were just friends and then all of a sudden one night you're like,
So I had an online consignment business called Closet Rich, and all of my friends were in comedy, and I was really inspired by that. And so we had this idea of doing these female-driven comedy sketches on YouTube, and we styled the actors in them on the clothes that were available on the website. So it was like these like comedy commercials, basically.
Yeah.
And that's when Steph and I first worked together, and it was really magical. And so we knew we had a really nice collaborative rapport.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some twists and turns found us in an opportunity to do a podcast. And it was really just based off of all the conversations and all the curiosity that we were having, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we would just smoke weed and sit on her patio and, like, Google astrology and watch videos and just be like, what is life? Help us.
And then you're like, you know, this is good shit.
Yeah.
Like,
it really
is. Actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's broadcast this. Okay, well, we are a beauty podcast, so we want to, like, talk about some beauty stuff a little bit. So, Steph, no one can see you right now, but if they don't know you, you've got, like,
rose gold hair,
incredible brows.
Oh, my God.
Gorgeous lips.
Say more.
I feel like you have a signature look, no?
I mean, it's mostly just, like, a bold brow and a bold lip that I go for. But I want to shout out the brow gel that I just started using, even though it's not like Organic Beauty, sorry. But Urban Decay, like the double-sided primer plus the color.
Yeah.
My new favorite brow gel.
Elizabeth, what about you? I feel like you do like the no makeup makeup thing. Your brows are also insanely good.
Oh, thank you. I just discovered a really nice tinted moisturizer. Apparently, it's a CC cream broad spectrum.
Peter Thomas Roth.
PTR.
We thought you were going to say It Cosmetics. That's what everybody always
says.
No,
I've used that one. I like this one a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. The It Cosmetics one is a little, lack of a better word, like cakey.
Too much coverage, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that you've talked about on That's So Retrograde about like your skincare journey and you've taken breaks and like all of that.
Mm-hmm. Are you still detoxing?
Yeah. Like
I had perioral dermatitis.
Oh, sexy.
Shout out. Hello. Where are my dermatitis girls at?
God, it's the worst, isn't it?
It's wild. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
But to clear it, I did a topical steroid.
Mm-hmm.
And that for two
weeks. That's what your thing was called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And
learning stuff.
And then a 3-week product cleanse.
Yeah.
And
so what did that mean? Like soap and water? Like
I used Vanicream, which is like a often recommended dermatologist cleaner brand. And then I didn't use any products for a number of weeks. And then I slowly reintroduced some things, switched some things up. And now I kind of practice this like intuitive usage. Like, do I need to hold off of everything today? Right. Then I will. I kind of am moisturizing every other day. It's so sexy and fun to have this like luxurious nightly skincare routine. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. I love it, but that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to talk about that maybe it not, might like oils for me. I can't put oils on my skin. Mm-hmm. It's really not the best call. As beautiful as they look, oils also don't really penetrate in the skin. They look like they're doing a lot, but they're actually...
Yeah, it's just a barrier.
Exactly. Yeah. I've learned a lot and...
That's a journey.
It's been a journey.
Yeah.
It started with acne at 31. It took about a year and a half to clear. And then the whole dry rash on my face. There's that. That was super fun. Another year plus, you know, figuring that out. And...
What's next?
What's next? Can't wait. On the edge of my seat.
I saw on your Instagram you did facial cupping. So give us the lowdown
biggest
on facial
fan.
Cupping.
So there's a place here called Skin Camp, and I'm sure you're familiar with Skin Gym,
yeah.
the brand. So it's their little outpost.
Oh.
And it's so fun. They pretty much will use all of their fun gadgets on your face, and they have like a facial cupping set that they use. And it's just really nice for circulation.
Yeah.
That's really what I believe it is meant for, and just kind of like it gets everything kind of like plump and luscious.
Yeah.
And then all those other rollers are just so great. Steph and I both struggle with TMJ, so it's just a really nice facial massage. They like really get in there.
I get that too. It's the worst. Ugh. But yeah, the facial rollers have been like next level.
Yeah.
Although I haven't tried an ice roller yet. That's what the next thing on my hit list.
The ice roller is good. It's a nice Amazon purchase.
Yeah. Jill and I are trying. We're like petitioning with the universe to send us a skincare fridge, because I'm also all about like the cool stuff. And, you know, in the morning, and I like the tools, because the metal ones, because they get really cold. I just want cold skincare.
I mean, $60
all the time.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's
I was actually on a little Amazon journey the other day.
Love that for you.
There's a special fridge. You can't just buy a tiny fridge.
No, they're like the skincare fridges.
Well, yeah. The Drunk Elephant Holiday Collection
is
their
little Betty Crocker oven, but it's a skincare fridge.
That is cute sounding.
It's very Insta-friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Drunk Elephant Holiday Collection is inside a fridge. I just got it the other day.
Yeah, I haven't opened that box yet, but
it's a fridge. There you go.
It's an actual fridge?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, fuck. Yes!
A really tiny fridge.
Yeah, but it's like neon door, like Drunk Elephant colors.
Cute. Okay. You guys read about Drunk Elephant today.
Yeah.
That's PR win.
They sold for like $845 million.
To who?
Shiseido.
Wow.
But we were saying there's
celebrating.
Remember the first time I used their serum like a couple years ago? I was like, wait, this is excellent.
Yeah.
And then I looked up the price and I was like, and I'll be finishing this and never purchasing it again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good.
It's hard to resist. Like, you're like, oh, I'm not going to get sucked in by the neon cap and the adorable functional
packaging. But then it's actually really good.
Exactly.
Because you don't want it to be, because you think it's just like some sort of gimmick.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not.
And yeah, no, she's like $750 million richer today. More than that.
Wow.
Mazel.
I know.
Does she want to be friends?
Carlene, we chatted with Elizabeth and Stephanie from That's So Retrograde when we were in sunny Los Angeles. And right now we're going to tell our listeners about a California-based skincare line.
Osea Malibu is one of our new show partners, and the entire range is inspired by the family's love of the beach. There's even vintage photos of the founder, Jennifer Palmer, and her grandmother on the beach on the website. So cute.
And that's because for generations, the family has been using seaweed to detoxify and soothe the skin. Each product is infused with their hero ingredient, sustainably sourced organic Patagonian seaweed.
So that's a marine algae, and it's almost like a superfood for skin because it's an abundant source of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and essential fatty acids. All of those things are great for skin.
Plus, Osea is sustainably packaged, non-toxic, cruelty-free, and vegan.
So what's your favorite from the line?
It's really all about that atmosphere protection cream. So I have oily skin. I find it really difficult to find an all-natural moisturizer that actually absorbs and I find will gel well with my makeup. So this one, I loved the texture and I love that there was no shine.
It's almost like a matte satin finish. Mm-hmm. That's what I found, which I thought was so unique.
Yeah.
So Breaking Beauty listeners, you can try it for yourself by going to oseamalibu.com/breakingbeauty for $10 off your first order of $50. We will link to that deal in our show notes. Maybe you can spell that website, Jill.
So that's oseamalibu.com/breakingbeauty for $10 off your first order to try it for yourself. Now back to today's episode.
Now, you guys are in the hub. Tell us, like, what are the top three wellness trends, good or bad,
that are popping off
that everyone's going to be doing in 2020?
Like, obviously, there's been a lot of focus on the lymphatic system, which we are really excited. We've done an episode about, like, the science behind it and how it's really a detoxification system within our bodies. So there's a lot of, like, substantial health information, and there's people who are really more on, like, the scientific health side that you can go and get lymphatic massages with. But then there's, like, Skin Camp, for instance, and The Tox, which is over on Ventura in Studio City, and that's kind of more like the beautification side of the lymphatic trend. And we just love that everyone's talking about it. It doesn't matter, like, how you slice it. It's cool, like, on a beauty standpoint. It's also really interesting on a more full body health standpoint. I think we're seeing a lot of places pop up here that are offering lymphatic massage and kind of like go in and similar to like a Heyday, but like for lymphatic massage. Mm-hmm. So, which is a facial place here in New York for anybody who doesn't know. So that's cool. I feel like that trend is going to be popping.
Yeah.
Okay. Worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Although, you know, I feel like a lot of them are doing like the machine lymphatic drainage, which is cool, but I love it when like a person does it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like a like she said, like there's one where it's like more medical and one that's more like vanity focused, where it's like at the talks, they, you know, they show you the difference.
They'll take your picture before and after and you can see all the bloat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. I'm kind of like, that's not what I'm really here for, but like, cool. I guess it just depends on kind of like what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm more like wanting a human being to like rub my intestines until I can like properly take a shit. But you know, we're all different. So.
So like, you know, choose your own adventure.
Exactly.
Lymphatic for
definitely.
Sure.
That's weirdly like something that should have been at like the forefront of health forever.
Totally.
Because it's such an important part of our ability to detoxify and, you know, especially with how we're living in this like synthetic universe, mm-hmm. our bodies are getting sick because we're not cleaning. You know, if you live in a house and you have like a gutter, in like basically our gutter is like full of leaves mm-hmm. if we're not draining our lymph.
Yeah.
So it definitely needs to be at the forefront.
I feel like the French have been onto this for a while. We're just catching up.
Yeah.
They would retreat to Vichy or La Roche-Posay or somewhere and just like have the cellulite treatments and have a lady beat them up like on their legs till like they're smooth and cellulite free and from a cosmetic standpoint or just like the lymph is just gone.
This isn't even something I need to say, but like the cannabis boom of the new millennium is here and it's real and it's hitting us from every f***ing angle, whether it be skincare or drinks or capsules or, I mean, in your food, like literally CBD, THC, CBN, all the different cannabinoids. Why can I never
you
say that word?
You did it.
You did it right.
Thank you. They are just, the research is just becoming so prevalent. And because it's now, I think CBD is legal nationwide in the United States. So people, you know, everyone loves something that they can sell. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's like, I mean, it's so normal.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. Like, even, you know, in New York City, like, it's not technically legal, but I would, like, smoke a joint on the street of New York now where, like, even 2 years ago, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. It's legal.
People just don't care.
It's legal in Canada, too. It's, like, more common to see than someone smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
I know
which I prefer because I love the smell of weed.
It's
jarring
seeing people smoke cigarettes out on the street.
It really
now.
Is.
Like, during the day, I'm like, not even when you're drunk. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, I get it if you're having drinks, but just, like, during the day, like, we're still doing that?
I know. It's so true.
Yeah. Anything else we need to know about that's popping off?
Wow. I mean, there's so much.
There's so much.
I think rebounding, that really goes back to
the lymphatic
of it all. Another fun thing that's, which is like a mini trampoline.
Right.
LEK Fit here is like quite popular.
Has she been on your show?
Yes,
yeah.
She has.
Okay, cool.
And Steph loves the streaming service that
I live
they
for
do.
It.
And I think that is actually the biggest thing that we're seeing is the democratization of all of this health and wellness
stuff
and the accessibility. It's become so much more readily available. Like, I mean, you walk into like a Nordstrom's or a Sephora, and as I'm sure you guys are well aware, the clean beauty options are rampant, and it's really interesting that this is being looked to in an important way, and it's really been really fun to watch and as we've been covering all of this stuff to just see it skyrocket and be just at the forefront of what if consumer decisions.
The LEK Fit, I always see Busy Phillips doing that. She looks good.
She goes sometimes. I see her, she does two classes a day.
Who has the time?
Really?
She'll go to like the 8 and then the 9:30.
Do you do it at home?
I worship that. I want to be here. I do both. Like, I have a rebounder and I do it outside in my garage, and then I do like the Define in my house. Mm-hmm. But I find that going to class at least like once every 2 weeks is helpful because she goes a lot faster than I go in my house. So it's easy for me to like kind of be slow and a little bit lazy when I'm alone.
Yeah.
And I just like to be reminded of like what the pace is actually supposed to be. Otherwise, I'm just like, it's fine. If for every three that she does, I can do one. But no.
That's good.
So,
to know.
What is a rebounder, though? I don't know what that is.
It's a mini trampoline.
It's just a mini trampoline.
Yeah, it's very like 80s, actually.
But you need to get a special good one.
Okay.
We like love the Bellicon. Because if you use just like a shitty one that you buy off Amazon, you're going to f*** up your back.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can feel it kind of like if you bounce on it for more than like 3 minutes on the crappy ones, you're going to be like, ow, my spine isn't being supported. And that's just not something you want to involve yourself with.
Okay.
Yeah.
So roses and thorns, that's the segment that you guys do. Mm-hmm. So is that roses is like what you love and thorns is what's shit? Is
the
that
high
it?
And the low.
Yeah.
Okay. So what has been like roses? What's been like a wellness thing that you've tried that's been truly transformative? And like what, give us an example of like how it's been life-changing.
Making space in my day.
Okay, explain.
So there's like a big conversation in the wellness world about like what your morning ritual is, what's your routine. I say that. Like I am different every day. But I think the important thing is to make space within your schedule, within your day, to be able to tap into like what it is you need so you can have space to infuse whatever you need into your day of like, is it, am I journaling? Am I meditating? Am I taking some time to cook myself a nice meal? Am I sitting outside and looking up at the sky? Like whatever is needed that I know is going to set me up for being calm, being able to show up for whatever I need to. It's just about like allowing the time to check in.
Yeah.
And that's like the most important thing.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay. How about thorns? What's something you've tried that you were like, that was shit?
Sometimes there can be like a dogma to certain approaches to wellness. I think that's kind of what you're talking about, where it's like there's not like a one way to do everything. And it's really important that you give yourself the permission to try stuff and see what really is for you and what isn't for you. And I think there are some teachers or some people who run brands or do, you know, different things that think that it's like if you don't do what they're doing, then that you're not doing it right. Mm-hmm. And I think for both of us, that's highly problematic because our whole ethos is around like allowing people to build their own toolkit to what makes them feel the best. Mm-hmm. And once there's like a judgment enforced, that's like sort of the antithesis of what all of this is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So I think for both of us, we've encountered different people who've told us like, this is what I think. This is what I see. But you should do this. And it's like, hey, man, first of all, I didn't fucking ask you what you think. Mm-hmm. And also, like, please allow me to discover what works for me. Otherwise, like, what is this? I think that's like the biggest thorn for me is someone being like, I see you and I see what you need. Also, I'm reading you and this is what your life is. And it's just like, that's so fucking rude. Mm-hmm. And you're not being conscious. People who are like preaching and not practicing is like, I think, a little bit of a epidemic.
Yeah, it's rampant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
My rose is having the capacity to say that.
Yes.
Yes.
To not be like, I just need to fall in line and like agree and like play nice because like namaste. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes the truth is not so pleasant, but it's still important.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So we just have a couple more questions and then we got to wrap up soon. Notice that you guys do intermittent social media breaks. I know you were talking, Elizabeth, about like taking a break from your phone. So what was some of the biggest takeaways for you? Or was it like hard to do that?
No. Easiest thing ever.
Really?
I think the important thing is that it's a fun tool and it like to have a nice amount of space with it to like be able to pivot into it when you need to or when you're feeling called to do it, and then understand that if you're not in the mood, no one cares.
Yeah. How did you actually do it though? Did you take it off your phone, Instagram, or
no? I'll usually just sign out.
Okay.
And you know,
she's not tempted.
I'm not tempted.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What about you?
What? Sorry. What was the question? Like, I've been taking my contacts in and out this whole episode.
No, I feel badly for you. I feel badly.
Not wellness at all. Yeah.
Like when you did the intermittent social media break, when you guys sort of announced it on your Insta, that you were like, you're like, see you in a few.
Was it hard? I think it's only hard in that it shows you who you are. Like, it wasn't hard not to look at it. It's not like I missed anything, but like I saw my compulsiveness towards it, where it's like, I'm on my phone and I'm texting with someone and then all of a sudden for no reason my thumb is guided towards Instagram and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I just opened it. I'm not supposed to do that. So that was hard just because I was like, I'm a monster. I don't like seeing this. But now that I've done the break and I've had the consciousness, I feel like, and we've done it a bunch of times and we've also both set time limits on our Instagram. So it's like really, I don't feel like it's possible to live in this way without having that tool. But I think cultivating the awareness is really important because then you realize like, oh, I'm spending so much time on this. This is a huge waste of my time. I set my time limit for only 1 hour.
That's mine too.
Which is no time at all, really. And I usually break it, but I don't really care because I'm like, I know now.
Yeah. The newest update, it's like, remind me, you know how it says, ignore limit for today, remind me in 15 minutes. Now it also says, remind me in 1 minute.
Oh, wow. I like that. That's
so
good.
It actually makes you even more conscious.
But you know, one time I fully cheated. I got a massage at this place called The Now, which we both love. And I left and then I went home and I cheated, went on my Instagram and checked my DMs. And someone had DM'd me that I had lost my wallet outside of The Now.
No way.
Just like by accident, that I had just been on it by accident and she had happened to message me. And I was like, okay, wait.
Thanked.
Now there's divine intervention as far as this compulsion is concerned. So maybe I this tool.
You're like, this is why Zuckerberg. It's so great.
I know. But it was great because I was able to, she's like, I gave it back to The Now. I assume that's where you were. They have it. I was just like, bless this fucking interconnectedness.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You guys have interviewed so many people and read lots of books in the wellness space. And who is one person that just really stuck with you and you were like, they felt like they were just on another plane?
Wow, there's so many. Really, every single person that comes on the show is on the show because we're so drawn to their work. And
well, if one of our listeners were to start with one of your shows, who would be the one where you were just like, yes,
they the one that's dropping this week?
The one that's coming this week. We've got our favorite wellness influencer, Fran Drescher, joining us. And
that was
like the?
Yeah,
Fran Drescher.
Like the nanny.
We went to her house in Malibu.
Stop.
And it was
podcast voice gold.
It was literally. I shan't soon recover.
Yeah.
She is so knowledgeable. She has dedicated her adult life for the past 20 years to cancer prevention, cancer research, people who have cancer managing it, cancer aftercare, because she had herself had uterine cancer.
Yeah.
And she talked about turning her pain into her purpose, and she talked about her organization, and she just is like an insane wealth of information. I could have listened to her talk all day.
That's amazing. Yeah. Was that like something you had put into the works forever? Like you've been trying to get her on the show or
been, like,
just stars aligned or
about it? I think you had been magically stirring your cauldron. Then I went to an event and saw her, like this weed event. I texted Elizabeth. I was like, Fran is here. You should have come.
Because I then, bailed on
you. Yeah. And then she's like, I was like, but I think that she's connected to this person that we know. And then she, you know, called the universe and made it happen. But yeah, it was pretty easy.
That's the thing. Like just in general, the worst thing that could ever happen is they say no.
Exactly.
So why not try?
Yeah. I have one last question.
Oh, you do?
Sorry, I'm throwing in the last question. It feels early.
Don't say sorry.
Feels early yet. But 2020 resolution.
Oh.
What would it be?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Go on more vacations and have more sex.
Good one.
Easy.
Done.
Preferably sex on vacation.
I like to check. I kind of practice checking in with myself every day.
Yeah.
I do. And on a new month, I do a similar, like, what are we calling in for the month? We talk about, like, new moon intentions and all of that. So I feel like the self-assessment is consistent.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So it's not a big reset on that day.
I don't like to put too much pressure on anything like that.
Yeah. Constant check-ins.
But if that works for someone else, I'm so into that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so
much.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb. Like a cherry bomb.